Hello, good morning.
大家早。
My name is Caleb.
我是 Caleb.
I think if my Mandarin might be okay, I think Austin introduced me as the student minister, maybe?
如果说我的记忆还正确的话，好像刚刚谢弟兄介绍我是学生事工的牧师。
I can only understand a few vocabulary words and then I try to put them all together.
我只懂几句的中文，然后我就把它们拼凑一下。
I have the privilege of being in charge of the students from babies all the way to college.
是的，我有荣幸能够在事工，儿童事工上面有份，从孩童 baby 一直到大学学生。
Every time I get to be up here, I always make this invitation. If you ever feel called by God to serve the children or the youth, please let me know, and I would love to help you fulfill your calling in God.
每一次我来到这里的时候，我都跟大家提出邀请，希望大家如果说神有感动你们愿意加入儿童事工，请跟我联络。
I guess speaking a little bit more about myself, in 2007, Millie and I, my wife now Millie and I were engaged to be married.
跟大家介绍一下我自己，在2007年的时候，我跟我的妻子 Millie， 那时候我们还没结婚，在那07年的时候，我们考虑要结婚，要订婚了。
We were looking for a church to have our wedding ceremony.
那时候我们就找教会要举办我们的婚礼。
So we found a church that we really liked.
我们找到了一个很喜欢的教会。
We took a tour of the facility. It was beautiful. It was clean.
我们看了一下的场地，觉得说既干净又漂亮。
It was within our budget.
而且收费也不高。
And the church was not booked for our wedding date.
同时呢，我们要的那一天呢，哎，他们也有位子。
And we were surprised that the church was not booked because our wedding date was 777.
哦，因为我们结婚的日期呢是7月7号07年，应该很多人要办婚礼，结果呢竟然有位子给我们，所以我们也很惊喜。
But you'll still soon find out why it was not booked on 777.
可是你们等一下就会知道为什么777那没有人订教堂。
So it seemed like it would be the perfect wedding facility for our wedding.
所以似乎这个教堂呢就是一个最完美的地点了。
So as we talked with the people in charge, we found out there was one requirement for booking the wedding at the church.
可是我们发现那个教会呢有一个规矩，一定要符合这个规矩才可以在他们教堂里面举办婚礼。
We were required to do 3 premarital counseling sessions with their senior pastor.
我们得要跟着他们的主任牧师做三次的婚姻辅导。
I did not know their senior pastor.
我并不认识他们的主任牧师。
I never met him in my life.
从来我一辈子也没见过他。
And we were supposed to have3 marital counseling sessions with him if we wanted to book this church.
可是如果说我们要借用他们的场地，我们就必须要跟他有三次的婚前辅导。
And out of all of the requirements, I think this is the reason why no one booked that church on 777.
也许就是因为这一项的缘故，所以说人家在777才不愿意在他们教会举办婚礼。
In the end, Millie and I decided that an extra 3 marital counseling sessions wouldn't hurt us, so we said yes.
后来呢，我跟 Millie 决定，就说反正再多三次也不会怎么样，就在那里跟他们那个主任牧师有了这样婚前辅导。
So on the very first session, the pastor gave me this book.
然后在第一次见面的时候，那个主任牧师就给了我这本书。
The title is Communication.
抬头是沟通。
And then the words underneath says the key to your marriage.
然后呢，小字呢，就是说这个就是你的婚姻的钥匙。
And I remember the pastor saying that communication is the most important part of any relationship.
那时候主任牧师就告诉我，沟通是任何关系中最重要的一个环节。
And I believe that's true. That our relationship with I believe that communication is the most important part of any relationship.
我也相信，的确，沟通是在关系里面最重要的一件事。
And I also believe that it's the most important part of our relationship with God as well.
同时，我也相信，沟通在我们跟神的关系当中也是很重要。
So today I'd like to talk about prayer again.
所以我今天要跟大家分享，再次分享祷告的重要。
Yes, I preached on prayer last time I was here.
是的，我上一次跟大家在一起的时候也是讲到祷告。
But if communication is the most important part of any relationship, then I believe that prayer, our communication with God, is the most important topic that we can talk about.
如果说我们说沟通是关系中最重要的一个环节，那当然我们也要用祷告来主讲这堂的这个讲道。
So last time I was here, I preached on our attitude when we pray.
上一次呢，我们提到祷告的态度。
I talked about how we should pray with authority.
我讲到说我们如何应该以权柄来祷告。
How we should pray with faith.
要用信心来祷告。
How we should pray with persistence.
要坚守的祷告。
And how we should pray with acceptance, accepting God's will.
并且也以接纳的心态接纳神给我们的安排。
In that sermon, I shared with you a passage from Matthew 18:18-20.
上一次跟大家分享马太福音第十八章十八到二十节。
And the passage says, Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them.
是这么读着，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
These verses seem very encouraging and very hopeful scriptures.
这些经文是充满了能力还有盼望。
It says that if we ask anything of God, it will be done by God.
这里告诉我们说，只要我们跟神求，神就会成全我们。
It seems like a wonderful promise from God.
听起来是一个完美的一个应许。
However, these promises that God will answer our prayers sometimes frustrate people.
可是呢，偏偏这样完美的应许，有的时候给我们带来挫败感。
And the reason why these promises are frustrating is because God doesn't always seem to be answering the prayers.
为什么我们有这种挫败的感觉呢？就是因为有的时候上帝好像不回应祷告。
Sometimes it feels like we're praying with a lot of faith and God still doesn't answer our prayers.
好像甚至有的时候我们带有蛮有信心的祷告，可是神还是不回应啊。
It feels like we're praying for many months, sometimes many years, and God still doesn't answer those prayers.
而且甚至有的时候我们祷告了几个月、几年，神还是不回应。
And then we become discouraged.
所以说我们就丧气。
Some people get so discouraged that they just give up and they stop praying.
有些人甚至到一个地步丧气了就不再祷告了。
Some might ask, why would we keep doing something that doesn't work?
他们会问，既然不灵，干什么还要继续做？
How can we trust these promises from God that are found in the scriptures when they don't seem to be happening?
如果说没有实现，那我们怎么能相信圣经里面的应许？
And I can assure you that the problem is not with God, but the problem is with us.
我要跟大家分享，这问题不是出在神，乃是出在我们身上。
I think that was Matthew 18.
Yeah, that was Matthew.
Okay. Charles Finney was a pastor in the 1800s.
查理斯·芬尼是一个十七世纪的牧师。
And before he became a Christian.
在他还没有做基督徒之前
，He had no experience with any religion.
他没有任何的宗教经验。
His parents didn't take him to church. He didn't have any friends who were religious, so he had really no experience.
他的父母也没有带他去教会，他也没有什么基督徒的朋友，所以说他对信仰毫无经验。
But he was very curious about the Christian faith.
可是他对基督教信仰很好奇。
He decided to attend a local prayer meeting to see what this Christian religion was all about.
所以说他就想去探一探个究竟，他就到他们家附近祷告会去看一看基督徒是怎么样一回事。
And after attending a few times, the leader of the prayer meeting saw that Charles had been attending many times, and he asked Charles if he would like prayer.
因为他来了几次，所以带领祷告会的领导就问他说：“有没有什么事情我们可以为你祷告的？”
And Charles Finney said, "No, I don't want you to pray for me."
结果他说，不需要了，我不需要你为我祷告。
And the leader asked why.
然后呢，主席就问他说，为什么呢？
And Charles responded, "Because I see that when you pray, nothing happens."
因为他说，我看到你们祷告，可是也没什么特别的事情发生啊。
And he even said, "I'm sure that I need prayer, just maybe not from you."
他甚至还说，我相信我是需要祷告的，可是不必了，你不需要为我祷告。
So after he became a Christian, Charles Finney reflected on why these prayers were not being answered.
后来当他之后自己成为牧师，他就回想为什么这些祷告没有得到神的回应。
And he wrote down this verse, 1 John 3:21 to 22.
这里就是约翰一书第三章二十一到二十二节。
And it says, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God." And receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him.
是这么读着，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
One of the major conditions for answered prayer, according to this passage, is that we keep God's commands.And we do what pleases him.
那要神回应我们祷告，一个前提，根据这段经文，就是说，我们必须要遵守他的命令，并且做他所喜悦的事。
Psalm 66:18 also says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened."
诗篇六十六章十八节这么说：我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
James 4:3 it also says, "When you ask, you do not receive." Because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
雅各书四章三节这么说：你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
So why doesn't God answer our prayers when we don't keep His commandments?
可是所以说了，为什么当我们不听神的话的时候，神就不回应我们的祷告呢？
I thought that God wanted to answer our prayers.
我以为说上帝要喜欢回应我们祷告。
But now he says that he will not listen to our prayers if we are not obedient to his commands.
可是现在他又说，如果说我们不听从他的命令，他就不回应我们的祷告。
The reason why God doesn't answer prayers because of this is because we have a broken relationship with him.
结果主要的症结是因为说我们跟神的关系是破裂的。
When we sin, we break his commands and we separate ourselves from God.
当我们犯罪做错的时候，那我们跟神的关系就隔离了。
We have offended God by not doing what He has asked of us.
因为我们冒犯了神，他要我们所做的，我们没有去做。
So our relationship between God and us is distant.
所以说，我们跟神之间的关系就疏远了。
Let me illustrate this with a story from my college years.
那要让我来用一个例子，就是在我那时候读大学的时候。
During one summer in college, I applied for a summer internship at a technology company.
那时候在暑假的时候，我想要去一个高科技公司去申请一个实习的机会。
This technology company required a reference letter from my previous employer.
然后呢，这个雇主呢就要求在我之前所合作的这个雇主呢要给我一个介绍信。
My previous boss thought I was a very good worker, but I did something that he did not like.
我之前的雇主呢是觉得我是不错的，可是我的确是做了一件他不怎么欣赏的事。
When I had quit from my previous job, I had only given him a 1 week notice rather than the required 2 week notice.
当我之前在离职的时候离开他的工作岗位，我就给他了一个礼拜的通知，其实我是应该给他两个礼拜的。
And I knew that he was very disappointed.
我知道他对这个事情感到失望。
Now, if I wanted to ask my boss who is disappointed with me for a recommendation, then what do you think I would have to do?
如果说我要跟之前那个老板再要一封介绍信，你觉得我该怎么做呢？
Could I just call him and say, "Hi, boss, can I have a reference letter?"
我可不可以就打个电话跟他说，老板，给我一封介绍信？
No, if I did that, he would probably write me a very bad reference letter.
要是我真这样做，他大概写一封很烂的信。
Instead, I had to apologize to him.
我还是真需要跟他道歉。
I had to say sorry for disappointing you by giving you a 1 week notice.
我得要跟他解释道歉，说很对不起，我那时候应该给你两个礼拜，可是我只有给你一个礼拜的通知就走人了。
And after our relationship was restored, then I could ask him for a real reference letter.
当我们之间的关系修补以后，我那时候才应该可以跟他要一封介绍信。
I believe this is similar with God.
我想可能就是跟神也是这样吧。
Do you think God will answer the prayers of someone who knowingly disobeys his commands?
你想神会对一个明知故犯冒犯他的人回应他的祷告吗？
Scripture says that he does not listen to those prayers.
经文说他不会回应这个人的祷告。
So how can we make it so that God hears our prayers again and answer?
那我们该怎么办呢? 能够让神再次回应我们的祷告。
We need to restore our relationship with God.
当然是我们需要修补跟神的关系。
We need to confess our sins and turn from our wicked ways.
我们需要承认我们的过犯，并且悔改。
1 John 1:9, it says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书1:9节这么说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
You can believe and trust God's word that he will forgive us when we truly repent of our sins.
你可以完全相信神的话，当他说我们要是悔改，他就会赦免我们的罪，他真的会赦免我们的罪。
In fact, we need to live a life of constant confession and constant repentance.
其实我们的人生应该是时时刻刻的在认罪，在悔改。
We break God's commands all the time.
我们通通时时刻刻都是在犯罪呢。
But let me make it clear that I'm not telling you to live a life of guilt and depression.
可是我得先澄清一下，我并不是叫大家要一辈子活在罪恶感和忧郁之中。
What I mean is to live a life, a humble life, where we know we make mistakes.
我的意思是说，我们要活在一个谦卑的状态，并且能够认识、明白我们的过犯。
And we know that we need God's help.
同时清楚知道我们需要神的帮助。
And we need to restore our relationship with God again, even though we sin.
虽然我们犯罪了，可是我们需要修补跟神的关系。My
suggestion to you is make it a habit to identify where you make mistakes each day.
我给大家的建议是，我们变成一个习惯，每一天的反复思考我们哪里做错了。Maybe
it's sins against other people.
也许是冒犯了某个人。Maybe
it's sins that you harbor in your mind.
或者是说在我们思想里犯罪。Maybe
it's sin against God.
或者是说违背了神的意思。
Whatever sins that you're struggling with, make it a habit to confess those sins to God.
不管是怎么样的犯罪，我们把它变成一个习惯，就是跟神认罪。
You can start with the ones that are very obvious and the ones that you know you are struggling with.
你可以从一个很简单、很明显的一个罪来开始认。
But what about the ones that you forgot about or the ones that you don't know about?
那如果说你还忘了，或者是说有一些你所不知道罪呢，怎么办呢？
You ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those sins to you, the ones that you forgot or don't realize.
那就要求圣灵的帮助，让我们能够知道那些显而未犯过了，可是却没有显现出来的罪。
One of the Holy Spirit's job descriptions is to convict us of our sins.
在圣经里头告诉我们，圣灵其中的一个工作就是让我们的罪得以显明。
The Holy Spirit will help us to remember.
而且圣灵还会帮助我们想起。
There was a period of time many years ago when my prayers were not being answered.
在我的生命当中，曾经有一段时间，我的祷告都不蒙应许。
It was also a period of time when I stopped feeling God's love and I stopped feeling joy in my Christian life.
而且在那一段的基督徒生活当中，我也感觉不到喜乐，感觉不到神的同在。
I was becoming more impatient, I was becoming more angry.
自己的这个脾气来讲也比较烦躁，而且容易发脾气。
And all of the fruit of the Holy Spirit were becoming absent in my life.
所有圣灵的9个果子通通都不见了。 And
I didn't know what was happening.
我也不知道发生了什么事。I
started to get the feeling that maybe I had done something wrong, or maybe I had offended God.
我就想，是不是我做错了什么？是不是得罪了神什么？Then
I would start seeing the number 1111 on clocks and on license plates all over the place, 1111.
然后呢，不知道怎么搞的，我不知道走到哪里都看到这个数字11 11.
And I would see 1111 so frequently that I had the feeling that God was pointing me to a Bible verse.
这个频繁的这个次数，这让我想到说，是不是神有特别的意思在其中？
But I didn't feel like going through every book of the Bible to see which 11:11 it was.
可是我可没有打算把圣经每一本书都翻到十一章十一节，看看上面写什么。
Because all of them could maybe mean something.
因为可能每一段十一章十一节都有特别的意义。
But I wanted to know exactly which Bible verse God was pointing me to.
可是我很想知道到底是哪一章的十一章十一节。
So one morning I woke up and sat on my bed.
所以有一天我醒了以后就坐在床上。
My eyes were still closed like this.
眼睛还是闭着的。
And when your eyes are closed, you can still see the light coming through them.
当你眼睛闭着时候，你还是能够感觉到光线，对不对？
And then on the back of my eyelids, I saw the verse Romans 11:11 on my eyes.
在我的眼帘里头显现出罗马书十一章十一节。
And Romans 11:11 says this. It says, "Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all."
十一章十一节这么说：我且说，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是。
And I believe that God was telling me that I had stumbled somewhere.
我想神要告诉我，我在哪里有跌倒了。
But that he was telling me that there's still hope.
可是他也同时告诉我，那是有希望的。
So after this, I kept seeing 11:11.
所以在这个经文之后，我一直还是继续看到十一十一。
But this time I was trying to pay attention to when they would happen.
可是这次我就注意了。他们是怎么样的情况之下会出现在我的眼帘？
I was praying and asking God where I was making a mistake.
我就向神祷告，我在哪里犯错了？
And I noticed that on the days that I saw 11:11, it was the same days that I would commit a certain sin against a certain family member.
就后来呢，我发现每一次我看到十一十一的时候，就在那一天，我就是会冒犯一个家人，某一个家人。
I had a bad attitude towards this person.
对这个家人，我的态度始终不好。
I did unkind things towards this person.
而且对有些的行为是很苛刻。
And the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to the sin that I was committing that I wasn't even thinking about.
然后圣灵打开了我的眼睛，让我能够察觉我这些行为，我以前根本都不晓得。
And now I knew that something was wrong.
那之后呢，我就知道了，事情有一些需要调整的。
So I knew what I had to do. I had to ask that person for forgiveness.
所以我希望，我需要去跟那个家人求他的原谅。
And I also asked God for forgiveness.
同时我也向神求原谅。
And as soon as I asked this person for forgiveness, I stopped seeing 11:11.
在我跟这个家人求饶恕之后，哎，我就看不到那个十一十一了。
And the joy and the peace of the Holy Spirit came back again.
然后那圣灵的喜乐还有那种生命又回来了。
Some of my prayers were starting to be answered again.
然后有一些我的祷告也开始被应允了。
And I was able to pray with joy and confidence and faith because I was able to confess my sins to God and to this person.
在我向神并且在跟这个家人认罪之后，我的祷告生活又再一次活跃了，神又再一次应允我的祷告了。
Live a life of constant repentance every day.
每一天都是以认罪祷告来过日子。
Make it your habit to do it every day that you can possibly do it.
让这个成为我们生活的一个习惯，每一天都如此。
And as you live this life of repentance, I will tell you that your love for God will begin to grow.
我可以告诉你，当你开始有这样认罪祷告的生活，你对神的爱就越来越增长。
Luke 7:44-47, it says, Then Jesus turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet.You did not put any oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little.
于是转过来向着那个女人，便对西门说：你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。 你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹了我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
The last verse it says that whoever has been forgiven little loves little.
最后一节他说，罪赦免的越多，赦免的少，他的爱就少。
And if I flip that verse around, you can even, I think it would be accurate to say, whoever realizes that they have been forgiven a lot will love a lot.
如果说我们把这个经文把它转过来讲，就是当你觉得说你被赦免的多，那你的爱就越多。
And as you live a life of repentance and confession, I believe that verse will take a hold in your heart.
但如果你真的实行了，以认罪祷告成为你生命的一个习惯的这种经文就会落实。
Your love for God will grow.
你对神的爱就越来越增长。
Because those who have been forgiven a lot will love a lot.
因为那些被赦免的人，他们心中的爱就增加。
And every single one of us in this room needs to realize that we have been forgiven of so much.
我们在座的每一位都需要知道，我们已经蒙了很多的赦免。
And once you realize how much God has forgiven you, you'll see how kind He is to you. You'll see how much God loves you.
当你能够体会到你神已经赦免了我们多少，你就能够体会到他爱我们多少。
Your relationship with God will be restored.
你跟神的关系就得以修复。
God will hear and He will answer your prayers.
神会聆听并且回应你的祷告。
There's one time when one college student asked me, Caleb, when do you feel God's love the most?
曾经有一个大学生问我 ,Caleb, 你觉得什么时候你最被神爱的最多?
And my answer to him is that I feel God's love the most is when I say sorry to him.
那我的回答是当我跟他说 sorry 的时候我觉得他爱我最多。
Sorry for my sins.
对不起我犯罪了。
Sorry for my bad attitudes.
对不起我的态度不好。
Sorry for the bad things that I think in my mind towards other people.
对不起，我在脑子里头想的一些恶念。
Sorry for the horrible words that I say to insensitive and horrible words that I say to others.
对不起，我口出的那些没有怜悯的话语。
That's when I feel God's love the most.
当我这样子对不起他，说承认我的过犯的时候，我真感觉他爱。
I feel His presence again.
我能够感受到他的同在。
I feel joy that God forgives my sins.
我感觉到喜乐，因为他赦免了我的罪。
And I love God even more after that because He's forgiven me of so much.
在那之后，我更爱他，因为他使我轻松，他赦免了我。
My encouragement to you, is to focus on communication with God.
所以说，我要劝勉大家能够在更加的着力在沟通跟神的祷告上。
Communication is the most important part of any relationship.
沟通是任何的关系中最重要的一个环节。
So pray constantly, pray without ceasing.
所以说时时刻刻祷告，而且不住的祷告。
But before you can communicate with God, you need to restore your relationship with Him.
可是，在能够跟神沟通之前，我们得要跟他有修复好和好的关系。
If there's ever a time when my wife and I get into an argument or get into a disagreement, do you think I can ask?Anything from her?
你想，如果说我刚刚跟太太吵完架，你想我会跟她，她会赦免我什么吗？
No, I have to restore my relationship with her.
不会的，我一定要跟她先和好才行。
There's no way that we can keep going on with life without saying sorry to one another.
我们没有办法继续我们的关系，一定要先和好，说 sorry 才可以。
And that's the same with God.
跟神也是这样。
There's no way that you can continue on your friendship and your relationship with God without saying sorry to Him.
如果说得罪了神，要是不跟他说 sorry, 没有办法继续的，好像什么事情也没有发生，继续跟神的关系。
Make it a habit every day.
让我们成为每一天的习惯。
Don't wait for weeks. Don't wait until Sunday.
不要等个几个礼拜，也不要等到礼拜天才说 sorry.
Don't wait until the worship team has to come up here and then you say sorry to God.
不要等着敬拜团队上来了，领我们唱诗歌的时候，再跟神说 sorry。
Do it every day, all the time.
每一天，时时刻刻都认罪。
Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you of your sins and highlight those ones that you forgot.
让我们祈求圣灵提醒我们的犯罪，并且呢提醒我们那些不记得的事情。
And you can be encouraged that your love for him will grow.
同时我们可以深信我们对神的爱会增长。
Your relationship with God will go even deeper than it is now.
你跟神之间爱的关系会更深切。
And then you can pray your prayers and those Bible verses that make that promise that your prayers will be answered, they will be answered.
然后那时候再祷告，你可以回想那些经文，那些经文怎么说就会怎么样的应验。
And God will answer them in His way and in His time.
神会借着他的方法，用他的时间来回应我们的祷告。
I wanted to present this sermon to you because there were many questions after my previous sermon.
之所以我会选这个题目，是因为上次跟大家分享之后，大家有不少的问题来问我。
There are questions about God and how people were disappointed with God sometimes.
有的时候这些问题是提出了就是对神有一些失望的感觉。
How people were discouraged that God's promises weren't happening in their life.
因为在他们生命当中他们的祷告神没有回应。
And I want to tell you, it's not God's problem.
我想跟大家说的是这不是神的问题。
God is not the one who has to change.
不是神要改变。
We are the ones who need to change.
而我们才是那要改变的。
So make this habit of repentance a daily thing.
所以让改变让认罪成为我们每一天的习惯。
Let me pray for all of you.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are sorry that we disobey you.
亲爱的天父，我们很抱歉，我们违背了你的话语。
Your commandments are perfect and they're right.
你的命令是全备而且是正确。
And we know that we cannot, follow them all the time.
而我们却不能时时刻刻地达到你的标准。
That's why we ask you for help.
所以我们祈求你的帮助。
If you help us, then we can obey your commandments.
有了你的帮助，我们就能够完成你的命令。
Sorry for those sins that we commit against other people.
对不起，我们在相处之间得罪了别人。
There are sins that we even commit against ourselves.
甚至我们对自己都犯罪。
And there are especially sins that we commit against you, God.
还有其他的，特别是像你得罪了你了。
Forgive us.
求你原谅我们。
Help us to realize how kind you are when you forgive us.
求你帮助，让我们能认识你是何等的慈爱，何等的愿意饶恕我们。
And as we realize how much we've been forgiven, we can love you even more.
让我们能更加的爱你，让我们更加的认识你的饶恕。
And we can grow even deeper in our relationship with you.
我们期望有更深的经历，经历你的同在。
And we can pray with confidence and joy and faith, knowing that you, your promise says that you will answer.
让我们祷告是有信心、有能力，因为我们知道我们的祷告会蒙你的应允。
Pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.